You're listening to 66.6 FM. Radio TOVH. You're listening to 66.6 FM. Radio TOVH. You're listening to 66.6 FM. You're listening to 66.6 FM. The Flush. Radio TOVH. The Flush. 6 FM. Radio TOVH.
Fellas, you think we could listen to the radio or something?
666 hails my war brothers and war sisters and war friends beyond the binary. It's the Toil of Hell radio show. It's me, Joe Thrash and Kill. With me, I've got the two good boys. I'm talking, of course, about 365 Days of Horror. You know him as Jordan. How's it going?
Celebrate good times. Come on.
I will. And hey, we got Brennaside. Breno, how's it going?
You know what, man? I never thought I'd see the day. This is history in the making here, my brother. That's what's happening today. And
today, it's a special occasion. It's a day of celebration. It's a day of good times and good vibes from all of us and from all of you.
Sharon Osbourne got kicked off the talk.
Hell yeah. Today was a good day.
Yes. Fucking A, dude.
We did it.
It was our fault. That's why it happened.
You daddied her into cancellation.
Oh no, where am I going to get my latest paycheck? I'm going to have to go on the street and sell me doggies. I only have 478 left.
Gonna have to go on the dole like a common criminal. I guess we compromised Sharon Osbourne to a permanent end, which is nice. But also, aside from that, it's our 300th episode. We've done 300 goddamn episodes of the show.
The fuck is the matter with us?
I don't know. We're like, it wasn't even necessary. We don't even have that many listeners.
I mean, I feel like I've watched some grifty YouTubes here or there about like making money and being successful and doing projects that are worth your time. And I think there's some sort of 3-year rule. You dedicate yourself to something for 3 years. If things don't go great at first, that's fine. You just keep your nose on the grindstone. You keep at it. And this is not only well past 3 years. We've been doing this for 300 episodes. And boys, what do you think? Did we make it? Are we Chapo Trap House level? Are we maybe the Obama podcast level, Joe Rogan, anything along those lines? Or
I don't think that there's an easy comparison to what we do, because there is no goal with what we do here. We're just having fun online, which is all I've ever wanted to do.
Not to mention that, like, we play clips of things all the time that is just, like, not okay on an official stance, you know? So we couldn't be any podcast of, like, higher integrity. We couldn't do, like, sponsorships, any of that shit that any of those other morons that are not entertaining do, because, you know, we want to keep it DIY. We want to keep it underground, you know? We want to do things like share mixtapes among our friends and our leather jackets and our fingerless gloves and our impossibly teased hairsprayed hair. You know,
we look good, cool. We look really good.
Yeah, right.
No, we didn't have a business plan. We didn't have any kind of marketing plan. We have literally done no marketing for this on purpose. We have alienated most of our potential audience in various ways over the years. If there is a way to be successful in the podcasting game, we have done the exact opposite every turn, and we're still doing it because nobody can tell us what to do.
DIY isn't an ethos for us. It's been court ordered. We have to do it ourselves.
Right.
There is no level of success that we can achieve.
Well, the truth, freeing. We'll put the truth out there. Tim Allen, he does fuck stray dogs. He's been inside a dog for at least one entire film. It's out there. You can watch it. It was actually released by Hollywood. The sick, demonic, satanic, child pedophile, democratic cult that they are, Hollywood has put out a film where Tim Allen is inside a dog. So,
what was that movie he did that got delayed because it was supposed to be released like on 9/11? It was delayed for like 4 years. Well, that's the one that he was fucking a dog in.
Probably anyway. The dog fucking film, yeah.
Disney's The Great Dog Fucker. So, you know, on this episode, we got a couple of things here. We've got some very special guests that are joining us, and I couldn't be more pleased about it. I don't know about you fellas. What do you think?
I mean, that's awkward, man. You know, I just wanted to talk to my two buddies today. I didn't want to, you know, get into like, you know, this whole like the interview thing. You know, I gotta go talk to a manager. You know, I gotta go wait outside a tour bus. You know, it's like,
you gotta,
I don't
take
know
your
if I'm,
shoes off.
I don't know if I'm talking to their eighth drummer or I'm actually talking to a real band guy.
Ooh, quick thought before we get into the really fun things that everyone's here came to listen to. Let's go ahead and get canceled really quickly.
Yeah.
Episode 299 is up now on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/toiletofhell, I think. What we did on that one was I read Rex Brown, former bass player for Pantera. I read his tell-all autobiography. So we're talking all about Pantera. And I know that that is something that a lot of our listeners really, really do not want to hear. So go over there to Patreon. You can listen to that one. Yeah. But for now, episode 300.
Let's lose the rest of our audience. Let's alienate everybody.
It's a fire sale. We gotta lose all listeners right now.
I wasn't featured. I wasn't able to make it for that episode. But I think I skimmed through the book once in like a Barnes & Noble, just being like, "What the fuck? This is a real thing." And correct me if I'm wrong, there's like a part in the book where they're like an active glam band at the time and they're all riding in a van. And at one point, Metallica comes on the radio and they're like, oh, we should do this instead.
That is exactly what happens. They decided to become Metallica. And then later on, when the Black album came out, they decided to, despite being friendly with the band, endlessly shit talk Pantera on Metallica on stage to boost their own star.
Sweet. Well, hey, man, anyway. I mean, if you're not Pantera or if you're not a Pantera fan, you're a Metallica fan. You can't be both. I've never met a guy who's both.
Yeah, never seen it. Never seen
there
it in my
life. There
are
people that are exclusively just Pantera and just Metallica fans. And
that is 99% of metal audiences, and that we don't appeal to that demographic, unfortunately.
Yeah. And I can, that's a haircut that I can give those guys. It's like, do you want a two or a three on the buzz cut razor here, pal?
So go listen to that. You know, you can also give us money to try to, you know, put a Band-Aid on my feelings about how many hours we put into this fucking thing. Episode 300, it's a celebration of life, fellas. And I know that we got some calls from people. We got some calls from listeners, from Toilet of Hell contributors, and we also got some big time fucking celebrities on this shit, because we are, you know, we have enough clout to pull that off. You know, we have an active credit card.
Yeah,
not
these
to
things...
brag, yeah. But
oh man, our credit is just collectively in the shitter as a race, but somehow we managed to land some big ones, so I'm excited to play those for you throughout the show. But yeah, so a lot of you kind, wonderful, amazing, just objectively gorgeous, attractive people have made the decision to ring in. You know, our lines were off the hook, and you absolutely came through and gave us some very heartfelt, wonderful messages that we'll definitely play throughout the show. We'll get all of them on there, all of them, as far as I can tell. We'll get every little last piece on there. So listen to the whole show if you want to hear yourself. That's what I'm saying.
So why don't we crack into one of those bad boys right now? I will be honest, I have not listened to any of them yet because I wanted them to be like opening a present, you know, like with you guys.
Okay. So do you want to do this live?
Fuck it. Let's do it live.
Fuck it. Let's do it live.
What's up, Toy Boys? This is Jeff from the Bros Once Loyal podcast. Congratulating you guys on hitting 300 episodes. Keep on rolling, baby. You know what time it is.
So we get a Limp Bizkit reference right out of the way. First things first. Thank you.
It's on brand. It's very much on brand. I appreciate that. That's you say Bros Once Loyal?
What is it?
What's up, Toy Boys? This is Jeff from the Bros Once Loyal podcast.
Bros Once Loyal, yeah.
That's a great name. I don't know exactly what's involved, but I'm interested. And thank you for your call and hitting us with, yes, what is very on brand for us in the first few moments of this show.
Excellent. Yeah, we will, we will check out that show, man. I will do it. I promise. All right.
You don't even check out this show.
I don't even watch. I don't listen to this.
I'm the only person that's listened to every episode of this podcast.
I've recently picked up editing it, which is why you guys get a lot of bad quality episodes. So I'll listen to it after as I edit it, because I have to hear, you know, what parts I need to cut out so I don't cringe myself to death. But then after that, I mean, it's just the baby that I let fly into the world, you know.
You just launched that baby out into out into a rapturous audience.
That's right. I just slingshot that baby out a window and just into the mean streets to let it fend for itself at high velocity. Let's play another one. Who else we got?
Yeah.
Hey, Toilet Boys. Congratulations on 300 episodes of the Dust Metal Podcast around. Everyone should listen to it. After all, what else are you going to listen to? Justin Bieber?
No.
Oh. Fucking Justin Bieber.
That's like Justin Gaber, if you ask me.
More like Justin Bieber, because he's a girl. Ha! Fucking got him. Hashtag wrecked.
I fear that our vocal tics and patterns have left an impression here, guys. How many times have we done that now? Anyway, 99% of kids nowadays listen to Justin Bieber, you know, so I want you to share this episode if you're part of the 1% that only listens to real hardcore metal like Parkour Drive and Atreyu.
I'm going to tell you what, bro. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go on MS Paint and I'm going to make a meme and it's going to have Justin Bieber as the top image there, and then the caption will be, "I'm the greatest musician of all time." And then I'm going to have a picture of Lemmy making a twisted face, and then a capture it. It's going to be like, "That's real cute, kid." And then I'm going to put that on Instagram. 100,000 Brazilian likes. Easy. Easy. Just
a picture of disgruntled Phil Anselmo saying, "Walk on, homeboy."
Oh, whew. Yeah. Man. I'd get all of Brazil with that one. So, all right. Let's play this next voicemail here.
Hey, guys. This is Bill Forrest. Just wishing you congratulations on your, wanting to say congratulations on your 300th episode. Also, I have a special friend here with me who would also like to congratulate you. Hang on one second.
Is it your cat?
Hello. Yes. This is Nurgle. I am wishing you a happy 300th episode for your toilet radio show and letting you know, if you stop making fun of me, I will poop on a Bible in your honor. Bye. Love you.
Love you too.
Love
Nurgle.
You, Nurgle. I'm glad that we got old Nurgle to join us on this episode. It just wouldn't have been the same without him.
Yeah, that's well, Nurgle doesn't have too big of a head. He can join us on the show. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I would counter that he definitely does have too big of a head. I've seen that Megamind looking bitch.
That's the joke.
Trying to hammer it home for you, Rainier.
I just love it when Jordan tells a joke and we just like carefully deconstruct it and tell it right back to him.
You know, it's sometimes these things they go over the audience.
Next voicemail.
Hey, Toilet, it's JR. Thanks to Joe, Jordo, and of course, for putting on the podcast. 300 episodes. Wow. Right?
Wow.
One more thing for my wife to roll her eyes at while driving around with the system cranked. Much love, of course, to everyone working hard, cranking out all the articles, hey to everyone in the Discord group. How's it going, fellas? Thanks again. Keep it up. Love it. Love you. See you guys later. Bye.
I don't know about you guys, but you didn't get your names growled.
Nobody wants to growl Joe. It doesn't really work.
That's for you, bro.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's some nice positivity there. Also, don't make your poor wife listen to this, please.
Don't do that. Don't. This is not the wife's show. This is the boys' club.
Podcasts are for the boys.
He-Man Woman Haters Club. That's what we're going to rename our show. Oh, man, as I said that, a cool-ass vulture just flew by my window. Okay, this is live. All right, we're going to go ahead and we're going to play the next voicemail.
What's going on, guys? It's the Lord of Bork coming at you from Colorado. Congratulations on 300 fucking episodes. You're doing a lot better than The Simpsons were at this point, so that's definitely something. Got some requests for you here for some impressions that I definitely need to hear if I'm going to listen to another 300 episodes of the shit.
Okay.
So, Joey DeMaio's stepdad, Stevens from DMU.
Hold on, let me... I laughed over here. So Joey DeMaio's stepdad, good Lord, that's going to be a tough one. I mean, who's got a really good Italian impression among the three of us? Probably Jordan. I want to hear Jordan's impression of an angry Italian stepdad.
Oh, Joey, where's the fucking gabagool? If you don't give it to me, you get the belt. You hear what I'm saying?
Joey, shut up on your face.
Let me tell you something, Joey. You know, you make your mother cry all the time. You know, I come in here and I try to be a friend to you, and then I come and see a dish in the fucking sink. You know, you motherfucker, you know, it's like you leave all the crusty beans on the fucking plate there. It's like, shit to the next guy. Fuck you. You washing the dish. I know washing the dish. You washing the fucking dish. You get in there, you washing the fucking dish, Joey.
You lapsed into Scarface.
That's right.
Joey. Do not call me a Jeff. Call me Dad.
And I understand.
You may be the king of a metal, but you're not the king of this kitchen.
Oh, yeah, you big man, player the bass. I see you playing the guitar. It's a real man's instrument.
Play it a squeeze box.
All right, let's hear what the rest of you say.
So, Joey DeMaio's stepdad.
Right.
Brett Stevens from DMU, or Brett Stevens from the New York Times, dealer's choice. James LaBrie. Jaeger pitchman Kerry King, the ghost of Alexi Leho, that idiot with the fucking limericks from Neurosis, the second Papa Emeritus, not the first, none of that other shit, just the second one.
Just
the
second one.
Or Chris Holmes' 1987 Pontiac Firebird. So please follow my demands and no one will get hurt. Congratulations again on 300 episodes, boys. You did it.
I do like his suggestion for Brett Stevens from DMU vis-a-vis Brett Stevens from the New York Times, because in my head they sound the exact same.
Oh, yeah, same person.
One of them is just pretends to care about metal, but they have the exact same core beliefs. And they both sound like, well, actually... just, you know, replace whatever bullshit war metal band with, like, why it's okay for Indonesians to die in factory fires.
Editors edit, you're gay. Not me. I'm cool and heterosexual.
They both enjoy going to their local 7-Eleven and sampling the latest pack of cigarettes.
Oh, man. The Pontiac Firebird, though, hey, that's a classic. You know, that's a really... That car's in really good shape, you know.
I wish I could make a backfiring noise. I can't quite do that. shoot my gun into the microphone.
Oh, do you have a gun, Joe?
A few.
Perfect.
Do you just walk around the HEB twirling one as you're looking at cereal?
Yep. Whistling sweet Georgia Brown while doing so.
All right. That was our fourth voicemail, correct?
I don't. Sure.
Let me just.
Hey, it's your boy BSG. I'm not quick on my feet enough to try and attempt a roast, but I just want to say thanks for letting me write for Toilet of Hell those couple years ago. I think my life's been made better for it and found a good community. Before I get too sappy, I'm going to go, but
yeah, you
stay
better.
Cool, guys. Stay safe. Yeah.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Ben, that was entirely too sweet for this show.
We're still waiting for your next article.
You gotta be a little bit mean with these fellas, you know. We're those kind of guys that think it's cool to, like, you know, punch each other in the balls and stuff, to be verbally abusive at all times and defend it as being bros.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. We have people that listen to us and some that follow us on Twitter that are just jerks to us all the time. It's like, we don't know you. We don't actually know each other. Maybe take it down a notch because I don't know if you're joking or not.
Yeah, and you're all from Canada.
Canadians, they have a reputation of being real nice, but everything I've ever encountered in my life has been the exact opposite.
No, every Canadian I've ever met or have like acted like friends with on the internet, I really just disliked from just how much of a dick y'all are, man. Just fucking, you know, harvest your maple syrup and play your hockey and chill.
They're ready to drop the gloves at a moment's notice.
Yeah,
that's true. Let's go with something a little bit more toxic.
All right. This one.
Yes, hi. This is Josh Stockhausen Turner returning a call from Joseph Trashenfill. And I am quite sorry to say we will have to deny your application for a neighborhood association membership. Your participation in, how do I say this, a toilet fetish website by our bylaws, of course, certainly precludes membership. Your neighbors are, I assure you, highly concerned as to the nature of said website, regardless of the involvement of that nice boy, Jordan. We have received enough detestable messages from a one Mr. Brenoside.
Sorry.
That we must decline your membership for the 69th time. Nice job, Mr. Trash and Phil, on your 300th weirdo episode. But please do not call us again trying to use the neighborhood pool for your bizarre toilet needs. Goodbye.
Story of my fucking life.
Yeah, you know, one time I joined a scat web forum online. Those guys didn't give a fuck about jazz. That's great. I like that one. Thank you. And, you know, I'll leave as many messages as I goddamn well please. Speaking of messages, boys, we're going to roll into the next one here. Oh, yeah. Who is it?
Honk, honk, honk.
God damn it.
Yes.
God damn it.
Just an offhand comment is going to follow you for the rest of your life.
Why did you guys make that a fucking thing?
I literally stopped remembering to edit it into episodes like 30 episodes ago.
Well, thank you for your honks.
I'll fucking remember now. All right. We got some more coming, but we got one more here in the list. Let's play this.
Hello, Toilet of Hell. This is Rolderathis, Jeff, but you probably know me as Roldy. Hello, all my partners in Time Theft. Through the last couple of years, you've all been my companions in a lot of tough times and helped me get through a lot of crazy shit. So I just want to thank you. I want to say congratulations to 300 episodes of Toilet Radio. That's pretty crazy, not going to lie. You know, this was the community that I'd always been looking for music and just for people that, you know, were thoughtful and kind of thought in the same way as I did. And if they didn't, you know, they were able to back up their ways of thinking so we could have a good conversation. Anyways, I've seen a lot of change over the last couple of years. 2017 is when I kind of joined the community. Now it's 2021. We've had a global pandemic. We've had a lot of change, but you know, every kind of instance of Toilet of Hell is worth being a part of. So I'm glad that I've been able to be here through all of this. Now I leave you with some copy pastas, some legendary shit from some guy on Facebook. It looks like you're trying to make metal music a safe place for computer nerds and assorted types. Fair enough. But try to remember, if you can, that this is actually a rebellious, ideally dangerous form of music. It's not our problem that people bullied you for liking Nightwish. Keep justifying your laughable pseudo-lifestyle. If you really, like heavy metal, you like violence, ecstasy, Dionysian ascetics.
Oh my god.
Being a pathetic bunch of RPG nerds making Photoshop pictures of me, I don't care really. Anyways, thanks for having me around.
Thank you very much, Roll. That's very sweet, you weird owl bastard.
Entirely too sweet, I would say. Too many real feelings. Only cruelty for no good reason is what I'm looking for.
Right. Yeah, I just like, you know, I'm a man. I expect toxicity in our friendships.
I gotta punch something.
Right. You know, I don't want to look like a sissy, so don't make me feel these feelings of love and affection.
We're trying to maintain a toxic environment here.
Yeah, it was very sweet. Thank you very much. And Jeff does Twitch. He has his own Twitch channel a couple times a week where he plays video games. And sometimes I jump in and just assault him with bad puns. It's a lot of fun, and other people should do it as well.
What kind of games does he play?
I've seen him do one of the recent Resident Evils and... what's a popular game that everyone plays now where you're just like a little sprite racing towards the end? I can't remember the name of it. I always want to call it like This Is Us, but that's not it.
Oh, like, you know, Among Us?
I think so.
Yeah, that's the one where you're like these little astronauts who it's like the movie The Thing or something where one of them is an alien that goes around eating.
Oh, no, it's definitely not this game.
Oh, okay. I don't know then. I don't know.
I'm interested in the Resident Evil ones because I tried to buy one a few years ago and it was too scary for me to play. So maybe I can just watch somebody else play it.
Yeah, well, I'm not a big baby with poopy pants, so I do love Resident Evil games and I'll be playing more of them. And also, a special treat for you guys, speaking of Resident Evil, I had made like a spoof song a little while ago, but I sang it so badly I didn't share it. And it went off like a wet fart on Twitter, so I was like, this is stupid, everyone hates me. But I made a Killswitch Engage cover of with a Resident Evil theme, so I'll share that later in the show.
Ooh.
Yeah, a little Easter egg for you later. So we got another message here from our good buddy Mosh Hoff. So we want to give him some airtime, or we want to just forget it? We can just, you know, close the show here. What do you want?
The last time he called in, he hurt my feelings. So, yeah, let's do it. Let's listen to this.
Okay, let's see what he has to say.
Hey, toilet folk. This is Mosh Hoff calling from inside a crowded bar because we're doing so well with the pandemic here in Spain that I'm out doing things and definitely not at home using crowd noise samples. Hey, what's up, man? Hey. Yeah, let me buy you a drink. Okay, so cut that and run the song. No, not that song, the other one. Oh no, god damn it, the other song. Yeah, there we go. Okay. It's rad to have seen the toilet pod last so long. In the blank to my schedule when I'm not angrily replying to someone about flack, I enjoy listening to Joe, Jordan, and Breno laugh at Nergy and get easily verifiable facts about bands wrong with no accountability. Seriously though, 300's a big milestone, so congratulations, toilet. Until you get to 500, I'll keep logging my complaints of your disparaging remarks against the audiophile community with the Mortis News Network and waiting for my John Schaefer limited edition mugshot NFT. I will be flushing my toilet 300 times today in celebration. Bye.
That's fucking quality.
I take umbrage with this easily verifiable band information things that we get wrong. No, we research every episode exclusively.
Right. I think there's probably a tab open somewhere. It makes my microphone skip.
I generally glance at the Wikipedia at least, you know, within 2 years of talking about a band.
Right. You know, and look, I mean, for as many years as Vinnie Paul played drums in Metallica, I have been, you know, at the head of journalistic integrity in terms of this site. So you shut up. Shut up.
I'm glad to get that high fidelity audio on this episode, even though we're going to just compress the shit out of it. You won't be able to tell.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be great.
And we're still waiting for his second day of Hellfest review. It's only been about 5 or 6 years.
Get his ass.
Okay. Let's see. We got another message from our boy Joaquin Stick. Do we want to play that? Do we want to hear Joaquin say what he's got to say?
Let's hear it, man.
Okay.
Hey, Toilet Hell Boys. This is Joaquin Stick. I just received your quarterly review dump from corporate, and they asked me to read the results. So let's see here. In the relevancy and staying on top of category, you guys are below expectations because the old wash-up farts you usually target have been dead to the scene for 20 years. That's not great. Maybe work on that a little.
Okay.
In the comedy and entertainment category, they just put a shrug emoji, a laughing emoji, and an eggplant, so I don't think I need to explain that one at all. And of course, in the, racist eggplant. Italian accent category, you got an A+, so good work, fellas.
What do you mean an Italian racist? What are you talking about? Come on.
I'm really glad that we went off on a racist Italian tirade a good 15 minutes before this one aired.
Staying on brand.
Honk, honk, honk.
Yeah, listen, this whole thing about the old standby farts for the last 20 years, dude, that's just been metal. There's nothing else going on.
The scene is dead. It has been dead. We get to, you know, play around with the corpse, which is kind of fun.
Right. It's called blabbermouth.net. It's just, that's what they talk about.
And if someone from Tomb Mold wants to do something stupid, we'll talk about it. But then they go away. Whereas John Schaefer keeps showing up, or I don't know, who's another, Nurgle keeps showing up.
Corey Taylor
keeps showing up.
Yeah. Our moratorium on Corey Taylor has been working pretty well. We might need to edit that out.
Okay, I will edit out the mention of Corey Taylor in this episode. Social distance got me deluded. I can't recall a memory where I've gotten laid. So what does Capcom tease with the release of a new game? An absolutely gigantic game who's like double my stature. She made me just say Jay, but she's more than enough woman for me. A very big hat.
To have my digital date with the massive lady.
If this is a thing for you guys, you should check height preferences on some dating app or something. Gentlemen, is there any other messages that we might have overlooked?
I believe that we have some very special calls from close personal friends of ours. I'm talking, of course, about our big celebrity friends that we have, that we've maintained close relationships through the years.
The people we definitely know and who are definitely our very good best friends.
Yes.
All right. We could have DM'd a few people that we do actually know, and they might have done it, but I bother them.
They probably would have, but I don't want to bother Trevor for the fifth time.
I guess we could have thrown Trevor a little cash on Cameo, which, you know, shout out. He does do great cameos. You can go on cameo.com and get one from Trevor Sternight of Black Dahlia Murder. And he'll tell your kid to clean his fucking room.
He'll break up with your significant other if you really like.
Let's see. We got a couple cameos. who's so kind as to send us this? Okay, so this is from our good buddy Tay Zonde, who
from
you guys
Dustin.
from Dustin. Oh, right on, cool. If you're not familiar with, you know, YouTube from 37 years ago,
yeah. When did you join the internet?
Tay Zonde is the Chocolate Rain guy, and apparently, go ahead.
He's on Cameo, but he's like Chocolate Rain was one of the first, big modern YouTube era, viral vids, right?
Because it's like 2007, maybe.
It was like right around the launch of YouTube.
You should have heard the sigh I made when I saw this come in.
I don't know why. I don't know what could have possessed you specifically to call out Tay Zonde for this. Who, by the way, Tay Zonde looks zero different. He hasn't aged a second since that Chocolate Rain video came out.
He looks fucking great. Let's be honest here. He looks awesome.
Yeah, this was like back in the day when YouTube was, I don't know, it was kind of like a Facebook for videos. You could just, people were just putting up videos on their profile, and there really wasn't like big, huge viral subscriptions and all this shit like it is now. But then here comes Tay Zonde with the greatest video of all time. So we're going to check out this cameo, and we're going to see what he's got to say to us.
Holy moly, I've got a very important message from Dustin French, who tells me there's an underground metal podcast called Toilet of Hell Radio, and every episode starts with, "You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH, The Flush." Dustin also says, "Happy episode number 300. And that is the gospel of Dustin French. It's the gospel sound.
Oh, boy. Awesome. I guess we're going to have to redo our intro now, aren't we?
Yeah, that's the new intro.
God, he's got such a fucking amazing voice.
All right, so I'm definitely going to hang on to that one. We're going to have to... I'm going to have to do some editing magic, man. We're going to make that the intro.
Thank you, Dustin.
Thank you, Dustin. Definitely. All right. Let's see what else we got here.
Oh, while you're searching, I saw a recent Tay Zonde video. Recent, I don't know what time is. This could have been like 2 years ago, but he did a song using various time signatures like to explain how the global economy works. It was really actually good. This one.
Who does this come from? Our buddy Mike tells us happy 300. And damn, he went all out. Okay, so Sleazy P. Martini, the manager of Guar. This guy has managed Guar for probably like 1,000 years. I don't know the Guar lore. That's probably easily verifiable information from the internet. I should get some research on. But this was sick. He's got the whole getup. We'll have to see.
He's got the full getup.
Yeah, we're gonna like put these cameos, the videos, on our Toilet of Hell Facebook page and on Twitter for you guys to check out. But I'm gonna go ahead and play it and see what Sleazy P. Martini, Guar manager, has to say about us, to us, for us. Here we go.
Shout out to the Toilet of Hell podcast from Sleazy P. Martini. Yes, I know Guar. So one of your biggest fans, Mike, has paid me the big bucks to congratulate you on your 300th episode. Really? 300 episodes? And how many views or listens is that? 300? Probably all Mike, right? I mean, come on. I mean, you haven't had Guar on yet to defile your show. Seriously,
that's not true.
How good can it be? You're a bunch of fucking nerds. Get a real job. All right? Sleazy P. Martini. Out!
That's not true.
We had Techno Borg on 400 episodes ago.
I suppose technically he's not a current member. But Sleazy, get in touch with us. We'll definitely have every single member of Guar on the show.
Hell yeah. I fucking love Guar, man. Let's do this.
I mean, we could have... what was her name? Vulvatron, who was in the band for about 5 minutes. She could be on the show too.
I want to get Slime and Estra Hyman on as well.
Just hear about how tired she is all the time. Just want to take my kids to school. Don't ask me about nitro burning funny bong anymore.
Thank you so much, Mike. I am extremely, extremely happy that we got to have Sleazy P. Martini roast us very accurately.
Yeah,
and
to be fair, we roasted him a little when we had him on our cameo episode. We were going through and like playing videos from all the metal celebrities there. So, you know, we got what was coming to us. Maybe he found out.
I do wish he told us to smoke crack, though, but there's always our 400th episode. Someone can get that done.
How's it going? This is Tom Ryle of Slayer. Leave a message at the beep. Beep.
Hey, Tom, how's it going, bro? This is your old homeboy, you know, Kerry King, guitarist from your band, dude. You know, it's been a long time. I haven't heard from you lately, so, you know, just, hanging out at home during the pandemic, getting pretty lonely out here, not a lot to do. I bought some new chains, you know, for my wallet so I could hang it off of my leather pants. You know, these real big ones. This chain, it came from a towing company. I got another chain from some sort of incident with a boat being stuck in a canal. I'm going to hang that over my thigh, you know, just sort of hang out. I got an appointment booked for another tribal tattoo. You know, I was wondering if maybe you wanted to come with me, dude, and get ourselves some 1996 level tribal cyber art on our arms and our head and our face, maybe. You know, but that's okay. If you can't make it, I'll just bring my guitar. You know, I think it looks really cool when they put that on my guitar, you know. Definitely should keep selling guitars that look like that, dude, you know. So, just want to call, say hey. Maybe we could shave our heads. You know, I know you got long hair, you got some neck problems. And, you know, so that really helps you with that whole thing. You don't have all that weight up there. Look, man, you might look like a big red boner bobbing up and down by itself, like when a guy's naked and he's squeezing his kegels to make his girlfriend laugh. Literally, whenever you headbang on stage, it's not so bad. You know, so hey, you know, just Kerry, just saying, hey, give me a call back, bro. You know, I love you. You're my best friend, you guys. Anyway, say hi to the fam for me. Peace.
So, we got an incredibly special one here that's coming up, and I heard this one, and it gave me life in a way that why don't we just listen to it? Because I can't describe this properly. I want you all to experience this with me.
Right. And I think what's really important here is that you definitely don't need the video to appreciate this one whatsoever.
No.
So I'm going to go ahead and hit the play button and I'm just no intro needed. You guys just hear this for yourselves.
Din 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 din. Hello, creeps! It's your old pal, John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. And today, I want to congratulate my good fiends at the Toilet of Hell podcast on their 300th episode. Wow, that's a lot of flushes. Well, I'm going to have to get on the porcelain phone and call my turd of friends, Joe, Jordan, and Brendan, and give them hell. Oh boy, are these guys a stain on society. Well, listen, skid marks, I do hope that you have one hell of a time on your 300th episode. You know, play some, maybe you can play the my album, The Monsters of Rock. That would be a good one. Look it up. I'm sure you can find it. Or maybe the Crypt Jam. The Crypt Keeper's in the house. You know, I used to play the guitar, and from one Axeman to another, I do hope that you enjoy your show and enjoy your fans, and everybody have one hell of a good time. So pull the lever and watch it all go down.
Absolutely fucking delightful.
just like pure magic. Just absolute, complete magic. Like there's magic in the world.
If you would have told me back when I was like 9 years old and I was watching Bordello of Blood, which I should not have been watching. The Crypt Keeper would be wishing us a happy 300th episode, man. It would have blown my mind. Also, I would have been like, what the fuck is a podcast? I don't get it.
My face hurts from smiling while listening to that, which is, it's kind of funny because when I was little, I was really scared of the Crypt Keeper, which, you know, you look at him when you're a little kid, it's just like, there's a giggling corpse that's horrifying. But, you know, as I get older and more into horror, now I really enjoy Tales from the Crypt. So it's all come full circle in a weird sort of way. And that was really nice. He really went all out.
He did. Big shout out to John Cassier. I'm not familiar with his Crypt Keeper rock albums, are you?
Oh, I know there's a band called the Crypt Keeper 5.
Huh.
I thought he was just making puns.
Oh, I thought he was talking about, like, because, you know, back in the 90s, everybody had records that they maybe shouldn't have had, you know, like Joe Pesci had a rap. Rodney Dangerfield had a rap.
Joe Piscopo?
Joe Pesci had a rap.
Oh, yeah, jeez. He did.
Mel Brooks had one.
Oh, really?
It's on YouTube. It's, you know. You know.
And I'm positive that, you know, there is a Crypt Keeper rap out there, and maybe a rock record as well.
So not to snub anyone, who got us this one?
That was a secret admirer.
No way, really?
Okay, hold on a second. I did some Googling. I'm sending you guys a link now.
Oh, good Lord. I mean, that's so cool. I'm going to share that with every friend and family member that I have, all 11 of them or whatever. And that's
this
cool.
Is what he was talking about.
He wasn't just punning and funning. He had something to play. So let's hear it.
This is so fun. I love it.
This is the keeper, for I have a tasty treat. Inviting you all to a feast. Only the best of fiends can come. We'll have skeletons of fun.
He's got the fly girls dancing too.
He's got fly girls. He's got a Chicago White Sox hat.
Sideways.
This is cool as fuck.
Oh, man. Yeah. During this very specific era, you had like the Fat Boys doing the fucking Freddy Krueger song.
You had Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff doing Nightmare on My Street that the studio wouldn't release for like 30 years.
There's a Nightmare on My Street. Very, very different era of hip hop. I can't imagine the Crypt Keeper jumping on like a Chief Keef song right now, but maybe you should.
Bring it back.
Again, absolutely delightful. I am so, so happy with that. There's one more that may or may not be coming due to various challenges with what we have done over the years.
It might be our fault.
It could be, like many other things, a totally self-inflicted blow. We'll see about that, fellas.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, if I get it before the show airs, you're going to hear it. If, you know, we got to play it for the next episode, we'll play it. But, if it happens, we got to play it. So, there's one coming down the pike, but, I think that's it. I think that's all the messages and all the cameos we got. So really cool, man.
let's take some time, because I really appreciate everybody calling in or sending in a cameo or, you know, telling us your favorite memories or just being mean as fuck to us for no reason. I like all of that.
This is breaking news from the Mortis News Network.
Oh, okay, hold on. I need to figure. Okay, so the wings aren't being themselves today. Ah, the old big pieces of shit. Ah! Oh, geez, sorry, coming in hot. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. My bad. Oh, sure. Sorry. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh! Oh! Ow! Oh! Helvita! Oh, that hurt! Oh! Oh, no! Oh! Fine. Fine. Dignava!
But you know, fellas, we've been doing this a long time. You know, is there a particular memory that sticks with you from doing this show above all others?
I gotta say it. Probably one of the best times we had the show on the show was just feuding with DMU. And this was maybe like 2 years ago or something. We just had like this nonstop back and forth with Death Metal Underground, where every time we ever said anything to them, they had to respond, and they had to have some fucking underage Chungus just like sitting on there with his cheap plastic headphones listening to every second of our show to just take notes and write articles about it.
I guess a little inside baseball on that one. That was kind of an intentional decision that we were going to agitate a bunch of nerds and see what would happen. And what happened was one of their writers lost his fucking mind, yeah. Found my wife on Twitter, created an account for her where he pretended to be her and would fantasize about having sex with me, which...
Gotcha, Joe. In your face.
I'm not the most open-minded person in the world. I'm trying to be better, but I gotta say that's a little sus, fellas.
No shame.
Whatever you got to do, I guess, man. But again, a little questionable. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah,
that was a fun back and forth, I would say.
I remember this person also. Hired a liaison to go onto our Discord server and negotiate with you on his behalf.
Oh yeah. Here's something that I haven't talked about on the show or in, I guess, with anybody except for you guys in chat. But I found that guy's identity. I found all of his Facebook pictures. I found his girlfriend. I found the school that he goes to. I just had all of it. I still have that in a little folder on my desktop just in case I ever get a wild hair up my ass.
It's banned.
His band is fucking trash, man.
And he was very specific about not making fun of his band.
Yeah, he's like, you can make fun of me or my girlfriend or whatever. Do not make fun of my band. I'm not going to do any of those things. I'm just saying that I'm better at the internet than you'd imagine an old guy would be. So there's that.
and we did probably one of my favorite episodes is where we promised that we're absolutely going to roast the site, and instead we just played like an hour of just these random commercials that we made.
Oh man, those were so much fun. Because we had a captive audience of the DMU nerds that were transcribing everything for us, and we got to flex our creative writing skills a little bit, you know?
And waste their time.
There's nothing I love more than wasting somebody's time. It's why I've done 300 episodes of this show. Jordan, do you have a favorite episode?
I don't have a favorite episode just because I've done so many and they're all kind of mushing together and just been a lot of fun moments. You know, we've done a bunch of interviews that I like to look back fondly on and, you know, two or three that I wish had never happened. But what are you going to do? Suck mojo. And, you know, I liked, in just in recent times, reviewing that cover band documentary we did.
Oh my god.
Especially because that was something I used to watch when I was younger, and I got to introduce it to you guys and kind of experience something with friends and all the listeners, which is just kind of a nice thing to do, especially during these no one come within 6 feet of me days.
The Battle for Ozfest that I missed out the first time around that you guys showed me, that was a lot of fun, especially because we got contestants from the show commenting on it, like, how am I still the bald fat guy?
I'm going to assume you still are the bald fat guy.
He just has long flowing hair now and dropped a bunch of weight and is looking good. He's like, God damn it.
Oh, I remember. So that's why Sharon Osbourne had the dog bite him, was because he like had some 16-year-old girls go on the tour bus or something.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. Sorry, Jordan, I didn't mean to cut you off. I just caught a memory of my own.
Yeah. Just all the Halloween episodes we've done, just reviewing movies and talking with different various band members and other personalities. Those are always fun. I always look forward to those. And just the general getting together with friends and just having a laugh at some of the ridiculous things that we as fans of this genre prior to like Toilet of Hell kind of didn't really feel simpatico with other metal fans, like pointing out something's ridiculous and like, no, this is great. Just like, really? You're really into someone burning down a church and 20 years later, that's your thing. Now we have this place where we can all go, yeah, that's really stupid. And this guy is a big dummy who's racist on Twitter and pretends to be Gandalf. That's fun. That's nice.
Yeah, I would say that the metal internet before Toilet of Hell was very different and very much not fun. So if nothing else, I hope that we've injected a sense of levity into what is objectively an incredibly stupid genre.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like my experience with the metal internet before something like Toilet of Hell was that the entirety of it was a bunch of goth Napoleon Dynamites. Just they think a certain thing is really, really cool, so they flex that, but it's like the dorkiest shit possible. Like, I don't care if you have like a tower of 900 CDs of NSBM, like no one's impressed, literally no one. And if it just like, I remember how those people turned me into an asshole because I wanted to be into metal and I wanted to like the music, but I was young and confused. And I thought like, okay, this is how I have to be. I have to make sure that, you know, metal stays clean. You know, we don't have any of this fucking shitty new metal just ruining the scene because that's what's going to happen. And it's like, I'm their age now. And it's just like seeing how these people thought and acted back in the early 2000s when they were in their late 20s, early 30s. It's just fucking baffling to me. And I'm glad we have a place where we can all get together and sort of just shit on chuds like this who still very much exist everywhere.
It's, I mean, you got to have fun with it because otherwise you're just going to be 40 years old and grumpy about teenagers, you know, making music. And that's never a situation that you want to find yourself in, even if we will eventually find ourselves there inevitably.
I remember on Twitter you called some like gray-toothed gammon a feather-soft bitch.
Caught myself a nice little band for that one.
And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that just keeps me getting out of bed every day.
It's been a while since we've gotten into a feud with anyone of any sort of stature or death threats.
I think we did our time, you know, like we have those memories. We can look back on them fondly and we can laugh about them now. But I just think there's probably more important things to talk about and do and enjoy life. We're kind of on the other side of that fence, you know what I mean? Where we put in our time, we did our feuding, we had our fun, and now we can just kind of look back at the messes we've made and just appreciate them from afar. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. No, and I feel that totally. I don't feel like I have to prove myself for anything, partly because I'm fucking 33 years old. Like, this shit doesn't matter. Let's just have fun online. That's what the internet's there for, right?
No.
It's for that nudity.
It's for nudity, yeah, and fighting.
Yeah, so I guess my fighting days are probably over. But don't count me out. I'll come at you with everything I got.
Yeah, it's like they're going to have Tyson and Holyfield getting a ring together again.
Oh, God.
It's like, Jesus Christ, does he need to get the other ear? Like, stop.
Yeah, there's no reason for fighting past your prime. And you know what? There's like a new younger crop of kids that have entirely different views on things than the bummers that we kind of came up with. And I think that's exciting. And I'm excited to hear your projects and then make fun of them.
Right. It's like if these days, if I take on a kid who talks about how Islam doesn't belong in metal or something, I feel like I'm Undertaker just limping down the runway while everybody's cheering me on for reasons they shouldn't, you know? It's just like, leave me alone. I'm done. Someone else do this.
Every tendon just hanging on by a fucking thread.
The cartilage just nowhere to be found in any given joint. Just slowly, slowly just coming down to this ring where everybody expects me.
If you'll allow me a moment of indulgence, I think that, you know, number one, doing the show is a lot of fun. We get together every week. We try to make each other laugh, and that's, you know, that's just a good time. The other thing that I really love is when somebody reaches out and tells me that they enjoyed a bit that we did, or like, here's something that you might not know about that you might enjoy for the show, or, you know, thanks for doing this stupid thing that we did. And I like having feedback that people actually care about this stupid show that has, you know, less listeners than episodes.
I mean, Sleazy P. Martini's right, we don't have a ton of listeners, but in a way we don't need them. You know, we have this kind of like dedicated little base of awesome dudes and dudettes and people beyond the dudetude who just are all about what we do and the things we say. And they're always talking to us and they're always sharing stuff with us. And I mean, that's the reason we get on here every Sunday to record, is because we want to have that engagement specifically with you folks.
It's fun. And the minute it stops being fun is the minute we stop doing the show. But I'm still having fun.
Oh, shit. Really? Guys, see you later. Bye. All right.
Wait, we can leave?
Yeah, fuck this. Gone.
You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave the Toilet of Hell.
Oh,
that's how that song goes. I don't know. I don't think I have anything left in me. I've had a nice time, and this has been a good little run down memory lane. I would like to call out, I believe it was Joaquin that said that. No, it wasn't Joaquin. Shit, I'm sorry. I already forgot who said it. We were doing better than the Simpsons at episode 300, which is true. I think episode 300 is the moment that it lost me, when they had both Tony Hawk and Blink 182 on, which in that era was the two things I was really, really into. And at the same time, I was like, wow, why does this suck?
I remember the 200th episode when Springfield just became encased in garbage and they had to take all of the houses and physically move Springfield to a different location.
Was that the one with the Who?
I don't know, but they had a really funny bit at the end with the Native American guy crying. And then he's like, you better not turn around.
What was the moment that The Simpsons was dead for you, Jordan?
It's not dead for me. I watch every week, every single episode, right at 8 o'clock.
700 really?
No,
episodes.
Of course not.
I was going to say, this is a wrinkle to your character I was unfamiliar with.
No, come on. I don't know. Probably somewhere in the 300s. I know a lot of people like to say, like, only seasons 3 through 10, and I don't agree with that. I think there's still good episodes that can crop up every now and then, but it probably died out about 10 years ago for me, give or take. Like, there's an episode where they go to Boston, which is actually funny. They move to Boston, and there's lots of little local references, and, like, the people in town call Homer Kid and stuff like that, and it's funny. But there's usually just like one or two episodes per season that might get a little laugh out of you. But I don't know. I think it'll stick around until one of the main voice actors dies. And I think like the woman who does Marge's voice is close to 80 at this point.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, she sounds horrible. She sounds awful. Like, if you listen to Marge lately, like in the episodes that are coming out now, it's just like, leave this woman alone. Yeah, I think Simpsons just celebrated 700 episodes.
We're gonna catch up with them in no time.
Yeah, I think we're on our way.
Julie Kavner is 70 years old. Martin's voice.
No, it's still fine. It's probably fine. I accidentally caught the Lady Gaga episode a few years ago, and I felt like I was touching toxic waste. Like, there's something unbelievably cursed about this. I was like, wow, I can't believe I spent so much of my life with this. So let's get out before we do that to ourselves.
Yeah, we promise once the show is bad, we'll stop doing it. We promise. Absolutely, that's what's going to happen.
It's just so tough with all of the, you know, all the money rolling in. How can we say no?
I mean, look, we, even with the pandemic, there were no shows. Metal news was just so stupid and sad and paltry. And we managed to do pretty good episodes regardless.
We're trying.
And it's just like, hey, when things get back up and running and there's shows again and metal has stuff going on and there's people who are inspired to make new music, we'll be there.
To cover Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll give you the latest in Winger news.
Yeah. We'll talk about Sharon saying racist things on the talk.
God, my brain's broken. I'm stuck like in a certain era. Like, what's Nelson up to?
I mean, okay, so if we're not talking about current stuff, like what would we say? For the love of God, like, what is there possibly to say about like some old school death metal band of dudes who were fresh out of high school? Like, that's great. Sure.
I could talk shit on Sanguisabog.
Sanguisabog, yeah, they're real good. You know, they're fucking album slams, dude.
They made penis jokes. That is funny.
Yeah. So, they're you know, if you look at their logo, it's like really hard to read. I don't know. It's funny.
Don't talk about their side projects.
No. Never talk about the side projects. All right, fellas, I think we've put in our duty on this one. Here's hoping, fingers crossed, that we get that very special bonus call in. It'll be a game time decision, man.
We'll see.
The clock is ticking.
Yeah, money back guaranteed. So, all right, guys, thank you so much. And for a lot less than the 300th time, but still important anyway, keep it metal, keep it safe, and we will see you next week.
Love you.
Thank you. We love you. Bye.
Welcome, kiddies. Would you like to dance to death? All you have to do is come to the Crypt Keeper's party. A monster bash, if you will. Come on down! A feast. Only the best of fiends can come. We'll have skeletons of fun. So come on down to the Keeper's Zoo. I'm sure it will get grave reviews. Be on time if you can. But this is the Crypt Jam. Just jam. Oh, jam. The Crypt Keeper's in the house. With a groove that's nasty and mean. Like the guillotine. Permanent headaches, the end of the mission. For you have entered the Keeper's Terrorvision. So everybody just make that dash. A dash to the Crypt Keeper's Monster Bash. So come along with the Keeper's plan. For this is the Crypt Jam. Jam! You horns! Listen to me.
Pants.
You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH, The Flush.
Anybody? Anyone? Hello? I think I'm really still hurt. Does nobody care about Mortis?